I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Ballet Theater's Nutcracker comes to the Musical Arts Center on December 4th, 5th, and 6th. Our guest is Dorisha Sales, the director of the pre-college program and the ballet mistress for the IU Ballet Theater. Dorisha, thanks so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
Looking forward to talking about the performances. Right off the bat, ought to begin by mentioning that there are holiday teas.
Yes. Those come immediately following each of the matinee shows.
Now, these are rather popular, I think, with the young ladies who come sometimes actually dressed as characters in the ballet.
Yes, it's one of my favorite parts of this season is to see all the children in their holiday attire. They get to come and see the characters they just saw on the stage. They come and see them in their costumes, and they can get refreshments and snacks and then take pictures and talk to them and get their autographs. And so it's a great, great, great community event that I love every year.
That's delightful to mention. This is the third year for Michael Vernon's choreography, and I gather that not only is the company becoming more attuned to this, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but also there are perhaps some different features, some fine-tuning, so that people who are familiar with the ballet, that there'll be a little surprises here and there.
Yes, I think people who see it every year, by watching carefully, they'll see those little changes and differences. And I think it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting venture for the dancers and for Michael and everybody that's working and that's involved.
Dorisha, you've been associated with the program before Michael actually came, when Jacques was in charge of it. And so you've been with the program for a while. What's the story on the technical level of the dancers at IU?
I think the technical level is growing greatly. I think from year to year, it advances incredibly. And I think in this production, you'll see it. It's highlighted so much so that all of our leads, each night, they have a different part. Each lead is performed by a different dancer, all four shows. So it's an attribution to what is happening in that department.
Is it the training they're receiving here, or is it that we're attracting people with a stronger background?
I think both. I think the attraction is high. The amount of auditioners we get increases every year, and then also the training they're getting is higher, and the way that we rehearse and put things together is done very much like they would have in a professional company. So they're getting the education, and then they're also being forced to really get on top of it. So I think in that combination, the technical level just kind of bursts, and I think it'll be very apparent on the stage.
We mentioned some fine-tuning and perhaps some slight differences in details, but I gather that there's a casting change this year.
Yeah, there's a nice little addition. We do have several little boys in our pre-college program. This year, for the first year, Fritz, who is Clara's brother, is being played by a little boy from the pre-college program. It's quite nice to see that. I think it'll be great for the young boys that are also in the audience to see that, you know, taking ballet, this can be one day you could possibly be Fritz. So I think it's a great addition.
Not that we dislike it, but it's kind of fun to just see a little boy instead of a girl with her hair tucked up underneath her cap.
Well, I think it's nice. And I mean, he's trained and worked so hard for this part and worked so hard in the rehearsals. I think it'll be very exciting for him and the audience to see that happen.
And a special pleasure for you since you've worked with the pre-college ballet kids for the years.
Yes, it's always exciting to see them perform. It's one of the great parts of Nutcracker for me.
We've been talking with Dorisha Sales. She's the director of the pre-college ballet program at IU and the ballet mistress for the company. The Nutcracker plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on December 4th, 5th, and 6th. 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday it's 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.